CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming.
Nice to see you, Alan.
Good seeing you. I'll be listening for a bit.
Okay, I'll be, hopefully it'll be a decent show.
Yeah.
Hey. Fingers crossed.
A-game.
Yeah, I always bring my A-game. 22 years of A-game. All right, see you, Alan. Hey, you're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Mike Glish, and I just had a guest, Mr. Alan Campbell, heading off. To his car to listen to some wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Paraiso UFO with Hello Eskimo or Polyhedral MU from 41st Century Splendid Man Returns. For better or for worse, Acid Mother's Temple have really slowed down on releasing new music physically. There's CDRs that they do, but it all seems to just be live versions of existing songs, whereas for the 120 other CDs that they put out, there was a lot less overlap. I don't need any more Pink Lady Lemonade variations. I don't need any more versions of In C or In E or In D or In G or whatever other freakouts they have. There's a few releases that I just have to fill in the gaps in my collection, but I have so many Acid Mother's Temple CDs that I'm not going to waste the money. If I find it for a good price, then I'll jump on it. It is the end of May. It is bloody hot outside. It is it is almost market season. I'm going to sweat like crazy. Today I got a bunch of bottles delivered to my place, and I'm going to get started next week cooking like mad, including some new flavors. I need to get some new flavors out to really spur sales. But now that I got the bottles, it's just a matter of picking up the fruit, blending it all up, and getting into bottles. Very, very exciting on that front. A label that I love, Suzanne Studios out of Japan, run by a former Captain Trip employee, has released enough music that I've been watching for the last little while that it was worth it with the shipping. So I've got some music coming in from Japan. Video art is going great. I am having a ton of fun with it. And I recently went on eBay and I put in a bunch of lowball offers on some pretty cool old analog video equipment, and all four of those offers were accepted. I was talking to my buddy JD about it. He's got an Aerodol V4, which is kind of the holy grail for video glitchy stuff. I still paid like about a third of what people pay for those things, and I got these four items that hopefully all work, but are going to be so fun to make video art with, along with like all the post-production and fun little toys that I have. I'm really excited to really get into just making art. I got to stop consuming other people's art and start just cranking out my own. And I'm in a place where I'm finally getting close to being able to relax a little bit. Next year is going to be my art year and my travel year and my post 40 year. I'm still young. But I also need to shut up and get to some more music. You know what? I'm going to play something for Alan, because I know that Alan loves his No Means No, and I know that Alan loves his dead Bob. And Alan, this is I'm Going to Make You Cry. I look forward to the coffee, and you're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKW 95.9 FM.
Artificial Gravity. Oh!
dream all day. Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Well, I wanna know, honey, means my happiness. Tell me who, baby, would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Do Make Say Think with a song off of their album And Yet, Anything For Now. When I was a kid, and A&B Sound was still standing on Portage Avenue, I bought the first four Do Make Say Think CDs. Was the first four? Three. Self-titled. The EP that's written in French, And Yet, Winter Hymn, Country Hymn, Secret Hymn. It was Nils who runs or owns or owned Parlor Coffee, who, I'm sure it was him who sold them to me. It was either him or, oh God, could have been Aaron Clausen, or I think it was Nils, but I think Nils sold me those first four Do Make Say Think albums. It was when I was getting into the post-rock Constellation Records world, and the consensus amongst my friends who were into Do Make Say Think was that And Yet is, or was at the time, their worst album. I don't know where this all kind of comes from. It's kind of similar to how people crap on the last two Noi albums or Can After Soon over Babaluma, when it's just not as good as, or maybe not as good, but not as innovative once the band has been around for a while and it's not quote-unquote new to the fans. I love the album. I love how it sounds. I love all the Do Make Say Think and Godspeed You Black Emperor and Flypan albums. They're all a little bit different. The last, I think it was Flypan Am album, was for a dance troupe. I think it was contemporary dance, so it had a bit more rhythm and pump to it than what I was used to from the band, but I still think it's great. I've been getting into Boards of Canada a little bit more, not because of Inferno, but just I hadn't picked up anything, and then a friend of mine gave me a few Boards of Canada CDs, and I've been listening to them and trying to find the Japanese imports of a few of their albums that have bonus tracks on them. Inferno is the new one that just came out today. Some of the reviews that have come out have said that, you know, the band has lost their spark or whatever. I just don't understand. First off, a review is an individual opinion, but there are these tastemakers that their opinion, I guess, means more in that, you know, clicky news sphere. I saw a review for Inferno and they got 2 stars out of 5 saying that it's kind of wearing thin, that it doesn't have it doesn't have what the reviewer is looking for. It's not scratching that itch that they want. But what I've heard so far sounds great. And I think what I'm trying to tie it all up together is don't listen to reviewers and just make up your own opinion. Jody and I are going to see Backrooms on Tuesday, and I'm trying to avoid every review that I can. Even little things like saying that, you know, there's people, the fans and the critics are butting heads on Rotten Tomatoes about it, how it didn't perform as well as Obsessed or whatever that horror movie is. Who cares? I'm excited about it. We're going to go see it. I'm probably going to love it. And I think that's all that really matters in the end, if you're fulfilled. And I'm going to tell you what else you heard. Blissed Out Fatalists with Right Out. Dale Hawkins with Who? Dead Bob with I'm Going to Make You Cry. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, which means that it's almost time for our compulsory can. I'm going to go grab my keys so I can make a quick escape once I'm done. So I'm going to play some Edgar Freeze for you till compulsory can. I'll be back in a bit. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.